Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Some of You Show on Universal Energy Radio. Yes. Happy New Year.
Wow.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year and a new year, a new show name.
A new name.
Mm-hmm. Same host.
Do we still have the same host?
Same hosts, obviously.
Surprise.
Hey, everybody.
Okay,
yeah, this is
again.
Not Anna. This is Elisa.
And this is Liz. Anyway, happy 2017. And welcome to the Some of You Show, S-U-M of You Show. And those of you that know of Elisa's numerology and her website, et cetera, the name actually was my idea, meaning not the original Some of You concept, which has, how long have you had that concept for what you do, Elisa? How many years now?
Almost 9 years, I guess. 9 years. It'll
isn't
be 10 years this year.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Right. So here we go. 2017 is a 1 year. That's been 9 years. So in thinking about expansion with the show and not being confined to a diluted definition of law of attraction, and specifically LOA, which is an abbreviation for law of attraction, introduced through the teachings of Abraham Hicks, the show has evolved a lot to any kind of conversation that will happen in the moment and then addressing the needs of our listeners. And in thinking about this, I was just drawn to connect to the energy of what was calling to me with expansion with the show and making it more accessible to a mainstream audience without having to explain LOA, law of attraction. And I think law of attraction has gotten a very bad rap lately, where it's so beautiful in its purest form, as most things are. And unfortunately, it's been diluted and misconstrued as, well, it doesn't work because I keep thinking about what I want and nothing's happening. With anything that's worth getting, it involves facing your issues head on and doing the work. What I love with the appeal of the new name, the Some of You Show, meaning we're going to talk about things that are the sum of you, that add up to your experience. And what I love about that is that it automatically implies the art of and science of numerology, but it also is encompassing of everything that adds up to be you. So and we don't have to come up with, you know, yet another brand or another web presence. It's the sum of you. And so we had a nice conversation off the air about this, and I love the energy and the feeling, but everything's going to stay the same. The format's the same. The theme song's the same. Even the email is the same, loablend@gmail.com. Like, you know what, if you're new to the show, we'll explain it if you ask. If not, it's an easy email. You know, let's leave it. It's simple. And we'll have a very slight change of show description. But everything, it's basically the same show, just with the fresh coat of paint. So that's how I'm looking at it. And we thought, what better day than today, New Year's Day, here in the States, to make that announcement. So here we are. Did I leave anything out?
No, it's very thorough. Very thorough. We had a conversation recently about about it, and it really was. I mean, you know, you had been thinking about this and mm-hmm. sent an email out to both me and Anna, and we just haven't had a chance to really sit down and talk. And so you called me, and we had our little discussion. And of course, you know, for me, I'm thinking, well, I don't want it to just have that show name be, you know, something that's just so affiliated with me, you know, because I like the blend of the old show name, you know, but it was very vague in terms of, you know, it could be, you know, you feel like it could be a Hawaiian coffee blend. I don't know.
It could be. That's right. Exactly. What are we blending? What's L-O-A?
Yeah.
Aloha, hey, look. What the hell is it? You know, but what I like about with the email, the other thing I thought of with keeping the email the same, L-O-A, it's L, Liz, O, the infinite, A, Alisa.
That's good.
Right? I'm like, oh,
so,
we don't have to say, we have an explanation for everything.
So I definitely felt a lot better after you and I had our conversation, because
yeah.
like, you know, it's a name, but it's an identifying name, and I think it obviously we're already using the numerology portion anyway on the show, and you know, you'd already done the write up for it. It's, you know, it's some modifications to what we've done before. So everybody, I mean, it's a new show name, but pretty much the same people, and the format's gonna, you know, it's the same. You know, we may change some things up, like we tend to do with, you know, with different schedules and whatnot, but I think it's indicative of how we've expanded and what we want to include, and also, you know, like, we love our listeners and we love getting new listeners, and I think this will allow us to continue to support all of you should you want to do something beyond just, you know, calling in. You know, we'll have links and whatnot to the different types of services that we already provide, really. But it was a good conversation for us to have in going forward, because we have been on the air for 6 years now.
Hello.
And
right.
Yeah, definitely there's going to be some evolution and change.
Well, we don't want no 7-year itch. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't want to go there.
Right.
We don't want to
right.
We don't want to be. Neither one of us wants to be the first. Hey. Goodbye. I can't sing. Girl, I'm barely awake. Hello. And I wasn't even, like, I mean, I could the ball drop already? I was so tired. I'm like, okay, and 3, 2, and I love everybody. I love you. Bye. Good night. Oh, my God. But new year, new start. And, yeah, and we'll have slight schedule modifications that we will be discussed on the air as they develop and come more to fruition. But this is the sum of you, the sum of your experience. Numerology has always been the cornerstone of this show, blended with the energy readings that I give. And the thing is, it's the modalities that have evolved and emerged, that's just a matter of practice and discovery, and this being a space for those things to grow, change, and evolve. So I love that the sum of you is such a fluid title. You will always refer to the science of numerology with your intuition and everything else. That's what grounds you, and I think just the energy readings that I do and the messages, that's the cornerstone of what I do. So blend it together. It's the sum of you, the sum mm-hmm. of your experience, mm-hmm. that we can go from those points of views and perspectives to help our listeners. And then just have everyday conversation and to a kind of take the airy-fairy filter off. To, you know, that it could be such a trap new thought, new age spirituality, that all of a sudden you can't be rough around the edges. Human experience is a rough around the edges process. You know, we do get tough on the air sometimes. We have our blended styles. Good cop. Can you guess who that is? Bad cop. Oh. But that's what works. You know, and it's not, and it's not for everybody. So you, people find their tribe, and there's the wonderful thing about this world is that there's so much choice, and the gift of technology is that choice is easily found. It's accessible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, and this is a free platform. You know, we do the show for free, so
right,
that's a lot.
Right, and I think that's important for people to understand, not just with our show, but in general, that, you know, you'll get the sort of information you need, not necessarily the ones you're looking for, but you'll get the information you need because it'll come in different forms. You know, how many times have we all, you know, heard something, not even just in what would be considered maybe more mainstream, you know, spiritual teachings, then you find that it's very similar to something that you may have heard when you were growing up. It's just, but you didn't have that, you know, that perspective. So, you know, you can like revisit an old book, you know, an old story and get something out of it. But most people don't have the patience to sit and read. So usually you see like the TV version or the movie version of the book and you're like, oh, that has a deeper meaning. All right. So even if it's the same thing, like the same basic thing, depending on what you've been through, and so here, depending on who's in, who's in the conversation, or whatever happened to us, you know, whatever you feel like sharing, you may finally get that message or get something that clicks, that makes sense, and you know, we're not going to be for everybody, and that's probably a really good thing, because some people need to have it. Like some people, I have some friends who have. The only way they learn, like we talk about learning through the contrast, sometimes that's the only way they learn is through some extreme, you know, it's like heartbreaking, it's painful, and then they finally get it, and then they move on. But that seems to be like every major lesson has to be in some kind of crazy disarray for them to disrupt their normal pattern to say, I'm in enough pain, I'm going to change what I'm doing.
Right.
And then others... Just like when we've had people who've been in the queue, and then we do have people, well, by the way, in the queue,
okay.
While they're listening to maybe the previous call, got their answer, and they didn't have to necessarily explain their story, but the vibration and the frequency was very similar, and they felt relief. They felt like they got some insight, and that was their way of participating. It's almost like energy will line up. And we tend to get some of the similar calls, similar issues. And those of you who are gracious enough to say, oh, you know what, I got this from the previous call, you can move on to something else, and that's good. Then others just want to continue telling their story, and you know, then that's fine if there's time. Keep in mind, you know, it is an hour show. So we pack in as much as we can, but we also welcome the nice and easy flow when it happens, you know, of just talking. So we just, even if you're not raising your hand and it, you know, and I can only do so much with the chat room because I really don't like to multitask. So I'll say hello and I'll try to keep things moving by just seeing things in the chat room, but just know your best bet, if you really have a question that we can address immediately, is to get in the queue and call. So that being said, let's get to our first call.
Who is our first caller of 2017?
Very familiar call. Good morning and Happy New Year.
It's an honor to be the first caller of 2017.
Oh,
did you close your eyes, both of you, or what?
I'm not. Lisa,
Liz.
She answers the phone. I'm just here, minding my own business.
Okay, mind your own business then for 2017. Okay. Thank you.
All right, bye. Okay.
Bye.
Bye, girl, bye. Happy New Year, Jay.
Happy New Year. Well, what a year. Or last year was what a year. Well, looking forward to this one, boy.
Oh, my God. Couldn't come at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Could not come. It's like enough already, like at 2017. And then, of course, not that we want to harp on news, but there was the, I think, in Istanbul. We had that situation
in
the club. And it's just unbelievable. So, yeah, I mean, here we are again, but it's a reset. And I think we are, collectively, we are so much more aware than we've ever been. We've been forced into that awareness. Even if it's limited awareness, it's still more than it was just with the onslaught of all the news and all the chaos and all the heaviness. So just to have an opportunity, not that, oh, it's a magic wand and everything is airy-fairy, but just to have that reset to lighten the burden a little bit so that we have the strength to have open eyes and a strong heart for what's to come, which I don't feel is a negative statement. I feel it's just a realistic one, because the world is the world,
mm-hmm.
you know. But awareness is the key to navigate that world. Self-awareness.
Yes, I think positively with the technology and information that we get, you can get to start. If we have coincidences or events that go on, you could maybe, it can trigger your mind to put those dots together again and say, well, you know, what's going on here? Why is this happening? So I think that's a good thing. A negative thing, the bad thing about it is that we're so bombarded with all this information that we get to discern which is the truth or what is the real stuff.
Right.
Eh? So
right.
that's the thing for the, you know, quote unquote, the, what is the real news and what is the fake news and what's news events
right.
and things like that. And I think it's with yourself too is learning to discern what those things are within yourself too through
mm-hmm.
whatever practice that is or
mm-hmm.
or gifts that you've been given. So
right.
For 2017. Yeah.
What's truth and what's illusion?
Yes.
Within mm-hmm. the story that you're telling yourself.
Mm-hmm.
The narrative unfolds. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I think feel that also that you know, our minds can easily distracted so easily now from one point to another that we gotta say stop, hold it. Okay, from a film strip of view, right, where you look at the event and saying, well, hold it. Is this really what I want to see? Is this what I'm looking at? Is this illusion or what's going on? Or just the event? And just, if it's bad, just say prayers towards them or whatever. So it's just, you can look at it that way from a film strip point of view.
That's, right.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's why meditation is so, it should be obligatory. You know,
yeah,
just to counterbalance all of the stream of information, and also too, how many times are you going to look at your phone, and then it turns into a habit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the one thing that I want to be mindful with social media, which I've already cut way back on just by walking away from Facebook a couple of months ago and not missing it for a second. And yeah, and I really enjoy Twitter and Instagram because it's quick, and it's so much less distracting because it is quick. But still, that constant checking, checking the phone for an email or this or that, I definitely want to reverse that habit because it's automatic, and it's ingrained in so many of us. that you'll find out soon enough the way information, you know, you can even check once in the morning and once at night and get all the information you need, because you'll run into people who check every 5 seconds that will tell you when you run into, you know, did you hear? Well, oh, I didn't hear it when it happened. So am I, like, I think we, a lot of people get on that the bandwagon with the news. Oh, I better comment on this while it's still fresh. Wow, I'm cool. I'm posting this first. I heard about this. Oh, this was just posted 5 seconds. And then it's trivializing the experience because you have to comment on it immediately. Or you aren't really fully reading that post, and maybe you're liking something that if you took the time to read that article that you're sharing, that maybe it was a manufactured article, or maybe it was an article that support things that you don't believe. You know, so if I ever post a link to an article, I always make sure I read it first. Because you don't know what you're posting. And there's things that people post that are really old that are planted as if it's new news. And they didn't take the time to really read what they're posting. It's just, it's too quick. We all need to slow down just a little bit.
Yeah, well, yeah, talk about illusion, you know, the illusion of news. And we don't, like, sometimes you can read something and go, oh, well, that makes sense to me, but I don't really feel the need to post it. I'll save it to look at it later or something like that. But
exactly.
A lot of times we get people who, it becomes viral because, oh, well, that's what I heard. It's like a bad game of telephone, you know, and it becomes really distorted. The message always ends up being distorted. And then you have to check whether the message is really factual. So is that just an opinion? Or is it a popular opinion? Or is it just completely manufactured to get a rise out of people? Or
right.
is it factual? And we don't have that discernment anymore. And since there's a 7 in 2017, maybe we should start using that.
Oh.
As we start our new year, maybe we should start using that discernment. I'm starting to see the I've always known that it would be better not to have probably Facebook, but I'm noticing how much I'm using my phone, and even just to use as an alarm. I mean, I have a somewhat old fashioned alarm clock that is still working. Like I think I've changed the batteries like maybe 8 years ago. I don't know. It still works. So I may start using that instead and just have my phone somewhere else.
Yep.
On airplane mode, just charging, so that I won't be tempted first thing in the morning to start looking. Because, you know, you get all your alerts, especially on my iPhone. I got all my alerts, all the people who texted me, any messages, all that comes up. I'm like, I don't need to see this right now. I really don't. It's information overload.
Yep.
So, tonight, starting tonight, because I had to do it last night. That was old me. New me tonight. We'll be having a different type of alarm clock by my bed. So,
that's
good.
We got to put promise in there, okay? I promise.
I promise I'll never look into my iPhone again while I'm in my room.
You heard it.
It's going to be on podcast. But, you know, honestly, it's also finding alternate ways of having that alarm clock, you know, so that even, a lot of times if I'm somewhere else, I mean, it's usually because I'm traveling or I'm on a cruise or something like that. I may have questionable service anyway. This is a really clunky old alarm clock, so I'm not going to bring it with me. I don't know, maybe I will. But, yeah, there are some changes to be made. And it's funny because I'll even read articles about, don't use your phone. Of course, I'm reading it on my phone, you know, because it was a post on Facebook that I saw, and I'll read the article. I'm like, yeah, and I'm using my phone to read the article. So what can you do?
That's funny.
Yeah, and just not like being more present, so not looking at my phone every few minutes, just because it's out of habit. It really is out of habit.
It's a habit.
And it really started more so when I got an iPhone.
Oh, that's
for the longest
yeah.
time.
Absolutely.
For the longest time, I had like one of those little flip phones, like
right.
a Nokia. I love Nokia. You could kick those phones around and nothing would happen to them. And because I would drop my phone, I'm like, oh, it still works. You know, it looks more rugged. It's great. So it was a phone, and it was a great phone. It literally was. It did its job. It was a great, you know, this reception. It was a phone. And so when I couldn't upgrade to like another flip phone, I had to get a different type of phone. And I was really hesitant. One, I didn't want to drop the money for an iPhone because those are crazy expensive. And I thought that's just too much for a bunch of stuff that I don't really want to start using yet. So I ended up getting a Windows phone. And so it wasn't as robust. They still aren't as robust. But I could do some other stuff like work related on it, and it took great pictures. So even then, like I was kind of linked into certain things, but I wasn't on my phone a lot. But it was a little bit more than usual, obviously. And then when that phone was shattered beyond repair. Again, I dropped the phone. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't fix it. I can't. Like, let me just put some duct tape on it and it'll be okay. Or packing tape, you know. I couldn't do it. So I had to get, and apparently that was the nicest phone that they had. I couldn't upgrade to a new Windows phone. So that's when I bit the bullet and decided to get an iPhone. And I noticed right away, and I knew as I was saying, well, let's get the iPhone because most of my friends and my family have it. That I felt like I sold a little part of my soul to do that.
Yep.
And because I knew how integrated it was to everything else. And so in the how many years has it been since I've had an iPhone, like I'm on that thing all the time.
Right.
All the time. And it's, you wonder, like it used to be when I would leave the house without a cell phone, like without my little flip phone, I felt really weird because I thought, well, one of the reasons why I did get cell service in the first place was because I did get, you know, I broke down on the side of the road.
Right.
Fortunately, it was in the city, and it was like a, you know, I was off the interstate. So it was not nice walking like in the dark.
Oof.
In Atlanta on an interstate. I didn't have to walk too far, but it was enough to say, yeah, I should get something.
Yeah.
I need a phone. And so I that was in the mid-90s.
Right.
I got my phone, and I've been basically with the same provider. That's a chain
yep.
of names, but the same provider ever since. And over the years, like, I could just not use, because, you know, you have to pay for minutes. You know, you're like, I can't talk to you. You got to, you know.
Yeah,
you can at least
those?
Cut it off.
Yeah,
like, I'm not paying an extra however many, you know, $5 a minute, whatever it was. But our dependence on our supposed communication has gotten addictive.
Yeah,
it's that instant gratification. It's, well, I just texted you. How come you haven't responded? Because I'm not sitting around by my phone. And lately, at the very least, I've been doing that where I'll leave my phone, you know, in another part of the house, especially if I know I don't need the distraction right now. If I'm working on something and I really don't want to get distracted, I'll leave it somewhere else. And I don't even usually have the ringer on. It's always on
yeah.
silent.
Yeah.
And then I'm like pleasantly surprised. Oh, someone's trying to call me a lot. You know, like it'll happen in time. I'll get to you. So I'm looking at my usage and why I keep it well around me and so close to me that I need to modify that. I need to start changing that so that when I'm at dinner with friends or I'm just hanging out, I'm not having to, you know, look at my phone or even under the guise of taking pictures, which I will take a lot of pictures because I like taking pictures. But even for that, I'm waiting. I'm filtering through some of those things like, well, maybe I don't need to show you what I'm eating today. Like, it's okay. You know, I don't need to do that. But if I do, it'll be a later gram, you know, like a later posting. And that's fine. It doesn't have to be like, oh, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. She just ate dinner. You know, she's not having breakfast. It's funny how we put our information together.
And people,
so
the inferences
right.
people make, you know. And one thing that really annoyed me with the whole Facebook thing, where people will assume that they'll make assumptions based on your post. Oh, well, she had time to do that, but she didn't return my call. Really? Or based on, you know, what you're posting. Oh, they have time to post on Facebook, but not
right.
But well, maybe I don't want to talk to that person.
Right. Right. It's like you're right. There are definitely choices, and oh my gosh, you're not the top priority. You're not the top choice. That's sort of how they look at it.
Yeah, this is one friend that I have that is so addicted to posting on Facebook and Instagram, like every move that she makes, practically, it's so redundant. And then she'll do like do pictures from like 10, 15 years ago, just to mix it up. But she's just constantly posting stuff, who she's with, what she's doing, and very rarely we'll get together, like maybe once or twice a year. And I'm like, don't take no pictures of me, because maybe I don't want people to know that. I don't want to be in 20 pictures because it implies that it was like this crazy night when meanwhile it really wasn't. but this person is such a chronic poster that the most simple things become overinflated because of how they're posted. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to be part of that. I'm like, you can take pictures
right.
of your drink, your food, whatever. Do not take no pictures of me. Nope.
Yeah, and I think I've been getting better about that, about just like, you know, let me take photos of everybody, everything, and I'll just post it. And nowadays, you know, if I can tell someone's not into it, I'm like, don't worry about it, you know, or I'll just share it with you directly. I won't have to post it. I'll just send it to you. And a lot of people are starting to do that, like, you know, just send it to me. Don't post it. Just send it to me. I'll decide if I want to post it.
Right.
And it's like this kind of agreement, especially if it's with people, if it's like, you know, food or whatever, I'll do it. But
right,
if it's with people, then the food's like, hey, wait a
minute. Cream brulee is like, does that caramel crust make my butt look big?
right. Like, that was not my best side, you know. Thanks. So it's good to bring that awareness into this new year. All the things that we were kind of processing over this past year, maybe in the last couple of months of the year, we need to be looking also at how have we contributed to that, or do we continue to do some of the same things that, you know, that will get on our nerves. A lot of times when we are upset about something or we don't like something, it's because maybe we've noticed we've done it, or we have the potential to continue doing it, or something like that. So, again, we can be a little more of a discernment mode and in a reflective mode as we enter this year, where it's a new year, a new day, and I'm feeling good. You want to use that seven as much as you can this year, even though it's all new. That seven from 2017 will bring you a lot more wisdom and peace of mind for things that you actually do have control over, which is just yourself. The six was more expansive because it was about everybody else, you know, and hoping to nurture some of those things. But seven is not that seven isn't nurturing, but seven is much more. There's a logic to the actions, but the actions aren't taken aren't done hastily. They're done with deliberate intent. Whatever that intention is, you had to really think about it and ponder it, and hopefully there's a lot of internal work that has gone on before an action even comes forth. So there's wisdom. There can be a lot of wisdom in that. And I think that this year, especially after the year we had last year, going off of that. This is why, you know, when you go from a 6 to a 7 in any cycle, as far as, like, you know, we talk, you know, we're really going from a 9 to a 1, but some of those endings, because, you know, we've pretty much gotten used to the 20 whatever since we got into, you know, the 2000s for the year 2000. So we know it's about, you know, this sense of cooperation, partnership, the other people around you. But the ending now, and the one, of course, is then, oh, yeah, it's about you. It's about me, too. But then that ending part, the 6 or the 7, is going to add a little different flavor to it. So as we do move forward and we do these new things, and you know, we have these great hopes, hopefully we've also done a little bit more work on ourselves. And we have all year to do this, to pick out, you know, is this true? You know, is this true? Is it something that I want to share with other people? Or is it, you know, is it just an opinion? Could I also label it as such? There's a lot of power in the information that you want to spread. And I mean, you can't know how everyone's going to take it. So it's not like, oh, I'm not going to share anything at all because I don't want to be responsible for how everyone's going to take it. At some point, you have to let other people grow up, right? But if we're all doing our part, if we're all looking at things, you know, and not like a critical, like, oh, bad way, but being very selective of information we will let in to influence us, or how we deal with any of it, doesn't matter. You know, you can't put blinders on, but you can, as we talked about, limit what, you know, how are you going to be looking at your phone? Like, are you always going to be just basically getting your tidbits of information from Facebook? You know, are you addicted to just seeing that kind of stuff? Or, you know, are you getting news from, you know, from people that, because you're actually spending time with them and it comes up in the course of conversation, are you actually making connections with people, not just, you know, posting something? So there's quality also in our communication and in our connections, that we can start seeing a better quality of life, not just how many people like your photo of your food. So there's a lot that is to be looked at this year, and it's not in terms of how other people are doing it, but in how you're receiving information, and then what you plan on doing with it. So,
summing it up with the numbers.
it's definitely coming up more and more. Especially with people thinking about it, you know, with 2016 going into 2017, and everyone was so ready for 2016 to be done.
Yeah.
But, you know, we have to remember we're bringing some of that information with us as we start this new year. So we probably should start filtering through some of that, because it does have an influence, whether we realize it or not.
Oh, it sure does.
There's an influence there, and it's part of who you are. So how do you make these changes, and how do you move forward despite knowing the things that you know? Sometimes you make changes because of the things you know, but maybe you could be making changes in spite of the things you know.
Right. Yeah, more meditation, less streaming information.
Yeah.
You know, like for all the times that you would be tempted to look at your phone, to take even just 2 minutes to just close your eyes and be still.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or that, or you have that impulse, the habit to reach for the phone just out of boredom, and you just want to scroll through stuff. Take a mini meditation break instead. The news isn't going anywhere.
Right.
You know, and if your ringer is on and somebody calls you or somebody texts you, then okay, or you can hear it vibrate, then you can get on it. So that might be an interesting way to go. I wish I could just have the standalone, like analog alarm situation, because I have sleep issues, and because where I live in the heart of New York City, it's loud. I sleep with the phone. It's the alarm. And I listen to, a big fan of podcasts, big fan of listening. I have to listen to something. I have to have my earbuds in. So I've been sleeping with the phone for years, since like iPhone 3.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's my that's where my music comes from, or I'm a big fan of podcasts. That's actually how having the phone is really why we're doing this show today, meaning
right.
that in the App Store, again, feeling very isolated in this journey of all these energies coming through to me and thinking, okay, one, I don't have time for this. Two, am I going insane? Three, what is going on here? And in the App Store, I found the app for Source Energy Radio, which was very focused on Law of Attraction and channeling and all these great shows. And finding them is how we found each other with the Universal mm-hmm. Energy Radio. That one morphed into the other. So, yeah, and I even use meditation apps on the phone. So it's funny how it really is this indispensable tool, but in the same way that maybe your blender is an indispensable tool, doesn't mean that you're going to be, you know, oh, I'm going to put something in the blender and play with it, because mm-hmm. I have some random minutes to play with.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Or,
yeah, my crock pot. Let me play with the crock pot. It's a tool. It's a tool.
Right.
So to look at that and to interrupt that pattern where, okay, there really isn't a reason for me to look at the phone. Is there a reason? You know, you can ask yourself, is there a reason for me to look at the phone? It's not ringing. Nobody
yes.
texted me. Unless there was a meditation app, which I use all the time, or you had a reason from one of the utilities for the phone that it turns into something else, meaning it's that kitchen timer. I use it as my kitchen timer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Alarm clock, alert on the calendar that in 10 minutes you have this situation. You know, it's so purposeful as a tool. But then if it becomes a mindless go-to, then that's the time to be mindful and use it as this wonderful device that's so helpful. And then when you're going to go to it randomly, close your eyes and follow your breath for 2 minutes. And I would imagine that the impulse, it's like reaching for that cigarette, the impulse, right, will probably dissolve. And you'll be that much more grounded and connected to who you are. And I think with this barrage of information and constant news and a lot of the times it's very rough, it's very negative, it probably affects our continent, our state of being. It probably pollutes our field, our auric fields. It's interesting, it being New Year's Eve, I think one of the reasons why I was so, I couldn't wait till midnight so I could just pass out and make sure that I was prepared to do this show like I am for every show that we do. I was very focused on clearing the energy in my house.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I did that deep clean, you know, that deep clean, like just going in. And Jay, thanks to you, I broke off a piece of the beautiful sage and just saged the whole house from top to bottom. And I threw in some homemade incense that Adam had made for my son, threw that in, and really just went in to clear the energy. And you had talked about doing the claps, of clapping away the energy, which I like.
Yeah.
But another thing, too, which is a little less taxing is to ring a bell, which I've never done. And
yeah.
I actually had like a bell that somebody gave me years ago, like a tchotchke bell, but a bell.
Mm-hmm.
And I just rang the bell, you know, and my husband was, I'm like, don't even that, just I said, this is for the juju, relax, we want no juju. That's all I had to say, juju. And he knew, I mean, after all these years, I mean, he just knows better to just not say anything, just let me do what I'm doing. And I rang the bell in every corner, every room. And just to feel, okay, that sense of completion, sense of cleanliness, sense of a reset, sense of order. It's very grounding to do that. And when I was doing all of that, the only thing that my phone was doing was maybe playing some music, because it's also,
mm-hmm.
you know, my music. So, but to not feel that sense of disconnect or lethargy. And also, you don't want to start the year with feeling chaos in your space. At least I don't. So, yeah. That was good.
We do have another hand raised. I did want to get to that caller. But, Jay, Happy New Year. Thanks for like, ending the year last year and starting the year this year.
Oh, that's right. He was our last call of 2016. There you go. So
awesome.
So his hashtag is hashtag Baby New Year.
Baby New Year.
You know, people get good money for those diapers. Anyway. Happy New Year, Jay. Thank you so much for being our first call of 2017. And
love
welcome, yeah. Yeah, welcome to the new show, the Some of You Show. How do you like? Do you like the new name, the Some of You Show?
That's interesting.
Oh, you didn't hear the beginning of the show?
No, I just I didn't listen to the beginning
okay.
of the show.
Okay. So real quick, the show is now actually. You can look at the show description, slightly changed, but it went from the LOA blend, which is kind of obtuse, standing for Law of Attraction, to the Sum of You, S-U-M of You, which is inspired by the platform that Elise has been using for 9 years with her numerology. But if you hear the show and replay just the first 5 minutes, we kind of explain it. But, yeah. You'll see. All right. Happy New Year, and we'll go on to our next call.
Awesome. Take care.
Bye, honey.
Love you both. Welcome
bye.
To 2017.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye, darling.
All right. So let's go to Erica 415. Good morning. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hi. Hi. Happy New Year. It's Jessica.
Well, happy 2017. Happy New Year, girl.
Thank you. I'm totally off topic. I don't know if you guys are pulling cards.
Yeah, nothing's changed.
Okay.
We've just done a slight name change to the show. Everything is pretty much the same. The show, as you recall, originally for 6 years was the LOA blend, standing for Law of Attraction. But for those people not knowing what LOA is, it sounds kind of weird. And then Law of Attraction has been really diluted and misconstrued in a lot of ways, and we didn't want to be part of that association. So the Sum of You, S-U-M of You, we basically talk about the sum of your experience when you call in. So nothing's really changed, just the name. So everything's the same.
Okay.
All right, so that's it. So, yeah, let me just get the database up, and I am ready when you guys are.
Okay.
Pick.
Okay.
All right.
All right. And the number for this message is 212. And it's New York area code.
I know. That's what I stuck out to.
I know.
Right
I'm like,
away.
Hello. If you were in New York, like back in the day, and it's changed, but 212. Here's the message. In acknowledging and thanking physical and emotional wounds, you shift the vibration to one of healing and restoration, revealing divine perfection.
Mm-hmm.
What a perfect message that you picked, just for the vibe for 2017, girl.
You know, I was at this meditation. I definitely want to hear what you guys have to say, but it connected to this. I was at this meditation last night, and the guy who was facilitating it wanted us to go month by month to like recall what was good, what was bad. And it was a little bit annoying. I didn't really want to go through everything again because I do a lot of reflection.
Right.
But what I realized was that and of course, I mean, after I had this realization, it was like, of course, you know, that's the story. But it was the hardest things that people would call bad or difficult, which I don't look at it like that at all, but they were the biggest blessings for me this year. And I'm so grateful for them because they really sped up my life and really put me in more in my power. And I just, I was saying to spirit, I was like, thank you, please like really step in and give me more of this, because I couldn't think of what I did the other month. I could only think of these like quote, I don't know, I'll call them life-changing events, which again, I was looking at was like traumatic at the time, but it really wasn't.
Sure.
It was the biggest blessings.
Impactful.
That's fantastic. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's, like I said, I was talking about that earlier, how some people, that's the only time they have a moment to, it just kind of jars them to the point where I've really got to start making some changes, you know? But then a lot of times they forget that happened, and then they're into another, you know, kind of a rut of whatever else is going on. So it's good. It's good to have those moments at any time, really, but to be able to look back and integrate some of these things that you've been reflecting on anyway, but then to see it in a bigger picture sort of way. And thanking it, that's exactly what the message is about, and just acknowledging. I mean, that acknowledgement lightens you up, because then you're not dreading, oh, man, so is 2017 going to be exactly the same as 2016? You're not dreading that kind of stuff, because you know you can work through it, because, you know, just been doing that reflection. But you're right. I mean,
yeah, and you know what? It was also
empowered.
Like, it was also
that's great.
Yeah, I mean, the thought also came to me, because I know everyone sort of collectively is like, 2016, what a bad year, or whatever. You know, like, please let it end, please let it end. And it also made me realize, like, I think this is one of my best years, which was sort of like
a lot of
people
have said that.
I mean, that was an interesting realization.
A lot of people, it's very ironic, a lot of people have said that. It's very paradoxical, but that's this experience. It is a paradox. I know so many people that said 2016 was their best year professionally, or their best year in terms of personal growth, or their best year in terms of accomplishment. So, yeah, that really – and that's wonderful to not be blindsided by the energies that are engulfing us and that are serving that purpose of what this – message is really saying. I do want to read it one more time because I only read it once, just in case people want to hear it again. And here it is. In acknowledging and thanking physical and emotional wounds, you shift the vibration to one of healing and restoration, revealing divine perfection. So I'm really glad that you said that 2016 was a good year. Because that cuts into the story and the illusion.
The illusion, right.
Which is great.
I would have never said that until last night. Until I went to that meditation, I was not thinking that about 2016 at all.
Right.
That actually was the benefit of doing the month-to-month capsulation, like he was calling it.
Right.
Because I was like, oh, wow, this actually was a really good year.
Isn't that beautiful?
And maybe
and
one of my best years. Yeah.
That's a gift that you're giving yourself.
Mm.
Yeah.
So acknowledge that gift did not come from outside source. You gave it to yourself. And that is so healing, and it will ground you, that acknowledgement.
That I gave it to myself.
Yes.
Yeah.
212.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and the message, the numbers with the 212, I mean, even looking at that, that's very balanced. You've got two on either side of the one. You know, you're the one. So you have like bridging important things together, both from what you're receiving and then what you put out afterwards. So this 212 is one of cooperation and collaboration. And it's also supportive. So in a sense, the things that you have gone through, in some way you got the sort of support or some type of help, whether it was just, even if it was that person, even if it was that incident itself that didn't seem helpful at the time, but actually did help you. That's how you can translate that to other people who may come to you, or just in finding common ground with, you know, with other people, saying, oh, you know, I went through that. It ended up being a blessing in disguise. So sometimes some people aren't ready to hear that when they're in the middle of it, because you may not have wanted to hear it, have heard it either when you were in the middle of it. But sometimes if there's hope and experience of seeing daylight at the end of all of this craziness, then it does help people kind of, you know, gear up for whatever is happening, that they probably do have the resources and they can handle it. And there are other ways of getting through it so that the trauma is minimalized, or at least put in a particular place that then turns into power. You know, that then turns into something that they can work with.
And you're making me think of something also, because that's what I did differently this year also. And again, that this is just from like years of self-growth, but when I was going through, and again, they were traumatic experiences, but when I was going through them, they were traumatic, but like, I kept on saying, thank you for this, thank you. And I really stuck to that. It wasn't, I kept like looking for where the blessings were, and I saw it along the way. But then again, like now this is, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 months later, then I see it really become like, yes, this really was like it became a bigger blessing. Let's put it that way.
Perfect.
Or a bigger realization of the blessing.
You're doing so well.
Yeah, I am.
Really,
it was a really good spiritual. It was a really good, that's what it was. Cause you were saying, oh, people said 2016 was really good financially or career or whatever. And I see that I have that amping up now with career and finances the last couple of months, but I would say 2016 was really good for me spiritually. Like it really was like, hear me roar.
And that's your foundation for everything.
Yes.
You know, for the career,
right,
for the finance, you know what I'm saying? So it is very, it supports and feeds all of those things. Let that be the source to feed those things that have not revealed, maybe have not revealed yet to your consciousness, but in spirit are very much taking root. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, so, you're really like touching me. I feel like a little cry feeling.
Good.
Yeah,
that's good, because you're opening up and creating space. So it's not either or, well, it was just, you know, really great year spiritually. No. It's everything. It's everything. It is the sum of you. This is the new name of the show. Thank you. I rest my case. That's why it works. Hello. Yes, it's the sum of you. Get it? So just because those things haven't, you know, hit your conscious experience or your conscious process doesn't mean that they're in fact in development energetically. Doesn't mean that they're not on their way to you. I'm sure that they are on their way to you, because you're saying thank you. And when you say thank you, that poises you in such a position to receive. And none of these things just come out of thin air. the original model for the computer, they were working on that stuff in the 30s and 40s.
Mm.
So it just
goodness, yeah.
You know, think about the first telephone. Hello, right? So, you know, it was like, you know, blankets and some smoke and two rocks and a piece of string, but it started someplace. So it's the same thing.
Yeah, you're really touching on something that it's been for years in my mind, this
mm-hmm.
sort of like poor me thing that I go back to
right.
about
right.
these like projects that I work
right.
Have worked on for years with my career. And
right.
I was just moaning about this like yesterday, I think, too, before I went
right.
to this meditation.
Right.
And it was like, why do I have these like little sprout or I work on it and it doesn't really feel like it goes anywhere
right.
or it doesn't go where I want it to
right.
and then it
right.
comes around and spirit wants me to work on it again. And I said
mm-hmm.
so you're just kind of confirming that it's like you know, when we look at people's journey or let's say their career success, you don't really hear the stories, at least I have not, of like on how they've worked on this and it maybe it didn't work. I mean, I don't know, I guess I'm thinking about the light bulb now, but like I think modern day success is you don't, I have not heard, you just see people have be a big success. You don't, I don't really hear the stories that they like did this and it quote failed or didn't
oh,
go anywhere.
There's a,
then they
they're
did
out
it
there.
Again.
They're out there. I mean, you could read a biography about Oprah Winfrey and how she got, you know, raped as a child by a relative and that the baby died after she gave, I mean, the stories are out there. You just got to look.
Right, but I'm talking about her, like, starting her TV career or a TV something.
Oh, it's out there.
And
it's out
not
there.
Working
it's
and coming
there.
Back at it and coming. Okay,
it's
what's another
there.
Example?
No, it's out, no, it's out there. It's out there.
Okay.
It's definitely.
No, but like I said earlier, a lot of times people are not ready to hear that part when they're in it, like when they're in their own struggle. Some people will work really well when they'll get motivated when they hear somebody who is obviously successful talk about their story and the struggles they had to go through to get to that point. There are, people are usually talking about that. That's partly why they are like big names now, because they had this amazing story, not just because they're successful, because of the stuff they had to go through to get there. But
thank
a lot
you.
Of people, if they're not ready to hear that because they're struggling themselves. So a lot of times you think, I don't have anything to, you know, I don't have anything to match up with Oprah Winfrey. She's crazy successful, you know, and so we kind of block out certain aspects of the whole person because all you're seeing and all that you're going to receive is that they're successful and I'm not.
Right.
So now that you're changing some of that around and you're reflecting for yourself how you've been a success and how you've gone through your own stuff and you've come out the other side and you feel a lot better about it, you feel stronger because of it. That's why I'm telling you, when you tell your story, you're going to get some people who may kind of do the same thing and say, I can't see it. Like, I'm not even going to hear that part of it. I just hear that I just know that you're doing what you're doing and I'm not. So you know, you're not going to reach those people yet, but they'll circle back around. And
right.
that's what's so cool about it is that I think now because you're kind of open to it,
right.
you're going to start seeing some of these backstories that you never noticed before.
Yep. They're out there.
Well, I'm open to that. I definitely
yeah.
am open
oh, you are
to that.
Now.
I know people have gone through struggles, but like I said, that one story that like sort of the experience that I went through, that I have been going through over the last years, I haven't heard,
you will.
You will. Yeah.
You will, because you're
open to it now.
It's,
yeah.
And then we're going to have to wrap out the show because we're over time, but I just want to tie up the thread. It's no different than what I had said to you, that you don't know what's underneath the surface, was planting the seeds that, you know, you just said it was 2016 was spiritually a successful year. It's the same thing where you came to the realization with this conversation that you kind of didn't see the full picture, right? So
yeah.
Now it's the same thing with these people. You're not seeing the full picture because of what Elisa said, which I thought was brilliant, because that kept that sense of separation, that they're successful and you're not. But now that you're switching, that it is possible for you to have the success because you're owning your stuff, you will find those stories that you can say to yourself, oh, my God, I feel like this person's story is my story. I know it's out there.
Yes, Spirit said this year, after I went through all the stuff that I did, Spirit said, now you've earned your wings, which I thought I did years ago with my spiritual stuff, but they were like, nope, now you earned it. I'm like, okay, it's awesome.
There you go. There you go. Yeah. But you're really are shifting. It's obvious, I think, to both of us that you are. So continue, you know, the hard work that you've been putting in, and just trust that everything's being revealed at the time that's best for you to process it. So don't be so quick to dismiss what's not so obvious or evident.
Yeah, I mean, again, this year, and this also had to do with last night's meditation, it was just, it gave me a real peace, and again, that stepping more into my power of, like, yeah, I could do this now. I can, like, this is going to happen.
Right.
You know, it's like, again, it's that bigger picture.
That meditation sounds like it was very beneficial.
I guess so. I ended up walking out of it after an hour and a half. It was just, like, too long for me, but, yeah.
But it sounds very beneficial. So again, that embrace the benefit of it.
Yeah,
lead with
now,
that
because yeah, I was feeling weird about it
as opposed
yeah.
to dismissing. You know what I'm saying? And because
right.
then what happens is that. Almost like how the wave on the beach will just wash everything away. You don't want to wash away the benefit that you receive because you're like, okay, after an hour and a half, it was too much.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So receive the nutritional benefit. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, it always helps me to talk about it with somebody to sort of process a little bit more, which I didn't even think I needed to process it, but I do see on how that year in review and doing the month to month actually was very helpful for me. And again, my ego was like, not more introspection,
right.
you know?
Right, right.
So, yeah.
So
just
keep that into perspective, and we're going to sign off. Good to hear from you and, you know, of course, stay in touch with us.
Okay, so, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Happy New Year. Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Alisa, there's nobody else in the queue, right?
No, we're good. We're good, and we're definitely over time, so
perfect.
We are
well,
done
you know,
with our first show.
What else is new?
I know.
But that's great. But that's why we have a great show. So anyway,
right.
If you guys need to get a hold of us, the email is the same, loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook and check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And we're scheduled to be back on the air this coming Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. New show, same format, very exciting. And I loved how that the title of the show really plugged into the conversation. So perfect.
Yeah.
I love that. And that right there, that says, okay, that confirms that we made a good decision to change it from the LOA blend to now the Some of You show. Great first show of 2017, so thank you so much. And in the meantime, And in the meantime, remember to
follow
the feeling
to you.
Happy New Year, everybody. Happy 2017. And talk to you guys soon.
Happy New Year.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.